a real pleasure to have two fellows in the studio who I know pretty well and admire. Mark Perna is playing bass. We'll talk with him in a little bit. He is backing up Peter King, who is here. And Peter, what are you going to play first?
Well, we're gonna play one of the new tunes that we're working on. This is it's a beautiful spring day, so this is kind of a good tune to start with. It's a song about spring. It's called Point Breeze. Point Breeze on a morning in spring, I just gotta laugh. I'm ready for anything that crosses my path. Point Breeze in the morning, I just wanna shout. Every cooped up creature is stirring and venturing out. Point Breeze on a Saturday, old cars sputter and start. Chutes and shutters are opening, and so is my heart. Water rushes in the gutters, violets bloom in the yard. I've been around this block a springtime or two, but I'm still kicking hard. Sun heats up the sidewalk, ice melts into mud. After all of the spring times I've wasted, dreams still quicken my blood. Dreams and ambitions, deeds to be dared, songs call to be written, love needs to be shared. Point Breeze on a morning in spring, well, I just want to shout, laugh, I'm ready for anything that crosses my path. And Point Breeze in the morning, I just want to cheer. Spring's power is gathering, we'll do better this year. We'll all do better this year.
Peter King at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a nice, optimistic song. Your songs often are optimistic and upbeat. I think I've always found them that way. I don't know if you feel that way, too.
Well, I do, but sort of I usually feel like they're optimistic, and they're usually written at the point of someone who's feeling good and feeling optimistic, even though there's no denying that life has its challenges and its difficulties. So my songs tend to catch people that maybe, you know, have some problems and difficulties like we all do, but tends to catch them when they're at their peak moments.
You've been writing a lot lately. I think it's been a while. I know you're working on a new album now.
Yes.
Have you found yourself just inspired or in the zone again? Tell me how you returned to writing.
Well, the basic thing about returning to writing, well, is that you basically just have to sit down and do it. That's really what it's about. You know, it's like that, 10% inspiration and 90% perspiration. But and I've been spending a lot of time working because I'm teaching guitar full time now and have been for a number of years. I spend a lot of time working on technical things and things that I can teach my students. And it's sort of the opposite of writing songs, really, because writing songs, you kind of, rather than sit down and do a set, routine, or you just sit there in front of your computer, you know, and you just wait for, you know, you try things and you write some words and you wait for something and you go and you have a cup of coffee and you try to rhyme moon with goon or whatever, you know. And but once I got into it, it started to flow pretty good, and I'm happy with I thought maybe, because it had been a while since I had really written a lot, and I thought, you know, maybe I've got some kind of writer's block or who knows, but I don't.
Yeah, I imagine, and you've been a writer for a long, long time. Yeah. If you suddenly find it's not flowing, I don't know if you begin to have, it's only human, I would think, to have doubts and to wonder, will I write songs that I'm as pleased with as I was before, and other people too. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy you're writing again. I want to talk with Mark a little bit too, but why don't we play another song?
Okay, yeah.
First, or I say we. Why don't we have you guys play another song? Point Breeze is a nice one to start with. What would you like to do next?
Well, you know what? Let's do Johnny. Okay, and here's another new tune. This is called Johnny Plays Guitar, and it's about a guitar teacher and a guitar student, and the guitar and their relationship. So one sec here.
Sure. By the way, if you're just joining us, Peter King, Mark Perna here. I'll post some photos of them on Facebook along with links to their Facebook page in a moment. PeterKingMusic.com is how you can get a hold of Peter.
Make sure I'm in here. Okay, Johnny plays guitar. Johnny plays guitar at our Tuesday lesson. I watch his fingers find the frets and fly. Works the whammy bar, preaching and confessing. Makes his telly moan and sing and sigh. He's an acorn, he's an arrow, he's a kid in dirty clothes. 6 or 7 years from now, who knows, who knows? Johnny hits that note. Check out his expression, like he ate every cookie in the jar. Johnny plays guitar. Good enough for trouble. He'll get wild when adolescence calls. Cracking up the car, laughing in the rubble, rocking all the proms and legion halls. He's a new twist, he's a new spin. I was him back in the day. Will life grind him down, or will he go all the way? Johnny's lesson's done. He runs around the corner. He's down the street. He's on a distant star. Johnny plays guitar. Spider-Man on Halloween. Will he grow up Gates or Clapton or struggle in between. Johnny's lesson's done. He runs around the corner. He's down the street. He's on a distant star in the future far. Johnny plays guitar.
That's another new one from Peter King. And I normally wouldn't ask a question like this, but I'm going to. How's that to scare the socks off of you? Was that inspired by a student or maybe a composite of students?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's just it's really a fantasy. I mean, certainly it's inspired by all my students. And it's not, you know, I have to have the disclaimer, you know, coincidence, you know, any resemblance between anyone, you know, is purely coincidental. So I mean, it's just, I guess, a sort of thinking about, you know, guitar teachers and students, and you know, the kids, you know, it's exciting because they're especially when you've got a kid who's a really good student, but you know, you don't know for sure, you know, you think, well, how is their life going to be? How am I affecting their lives just by teaching them music? You know, maybe I hope I'm affecting it in a good way. I might be, who knows, might be affecting it in not so good a way, or I might not hardly be affecting it at all in the end because they might, you know, quit after 6 months and decide they want to play soccer instead. So, you know.
Are you teaching mostly youth, or do you have adults as well?
I have students of all ages, and I have kids, like kids as young as 7. I have teenagers. I have a lot of adults who have been sort of a lot of them are like professionals or whatever, and they realize that they've been playing guitar for about 20 years, and they've kind of been, you know, coasting a little bit, and there's the parts that they don't know, they just sort of pretend that they do, and they kind of, yeah. You know, and then they think, you know what, let me go in and try and fill in some of the gaps here, so they come to me.
Yeah, well, it's good to have a human being that you check in with, and that you know, compare notes with literally and figuratively, and hope you improve. Let's talk to Mark. We've barely had a chance to talk with Mark Perna, who plays, I don't know how many groups Mark must play with.
I don't even know either. I'm a side man. Yes. People call me and I come out and play.
He's
You're a side man extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire. Gosh, what was in Nashville? Was it the Wrecking Crew? I'm trying to remember the musicians that.
Oh, that was in Hollywood.
Yeah.
There were the 60s, the group in the 60s with Carol Kaye and Hal Blaine and.
Yeah, and you anytime. Like
virtually every hit song from the 60s they were playing, or almost.
Yeah, it's good to see you. That's an interesting bass you have. Tell me about that.
Oh, it's not that big of a deal. It's an old...
old Fender?
It's an old Fender. It's from the mid-90s, but it's one of their early vintage reissue series basses.
Yeah.
So it's the only fretted bass that I use. Mostly fretless if I play an electric, or mostly I play upright. As you know, I think every other time I've been here, I've had an upright with me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just a kind of off-the-shelf Fender jazz bass.
And we mentioned Peter has an upcoming album that he's working on. It's probably going to be maybe later this year, winter sometime.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have something you're working on, the great... alto, Richie Cole.
I have all kinds of news for you. First, the big one is Richie Cole. I've been producing the Richie Cole's Pittsburgh Alto Madness Orchestra. At this point, we have about 50 songs completed.
Wow.
We're in the process of mixing. The first CD of that will be done hopefully in the next week. We're that close to getting that one done. And then we have two more following up that'll be released over the next year or so.
Who's in that band?
Wow, there's a lot of great players. Yeah. I mean, Richie, there's Reggie Watkins, who I think is the premier trombone player. And in fact, I helped him executive produce his album that he's recorded in New York with a bunch of great session guys. We have Rick Matt on tenor. We had two different trumpet players. Joe Bataszewski played on most of the stuff early on, and then he left and went on the road with, I forget who he went on the road with. It was a famous singer. And then we got J.D. Chasen to come in and follow up. Vince Taglieri on drums. Eric Susoff playing guitar, and Patrick Whitehead on piano. We had a bunch of guests in as well. Howie Alexander played some piano on it, and we had Mark Lucas play some guitar. The great George Jones, percussionist, came in and laid down a bunch of stuff. And then Ben Opie, came in and played theremin on a tune. So, in fact, when you hear the tune start, first thing you hear is Ben, wheedling away.
It's Richie's album, so I guess he's going to be the sax player.
He wrote all the music or arranged it. We do have a couple of covers that we did that he arranged for the band, which are wonderful.
And then we were chatting a little bit off the air. There's going to be a Eddie Jefferson tribute album.
Correct. There are two. Well, it's not the album. It's actually on this first CD.
Oh.
There are two. As you know, Richie toured with Eddie. I mean, they were partners for years until Eddie died. And this is, in fact, on this album, there's going to be three tributes. There's two to Eddie Jefferson and one to Phil Woods, who Richie was also associated with. And in fact, he wrote the day Phil died. We had a studio session, and he wrote a tune, and we went and recorded it that night. And in fact, you can see it on Facebook if you go to the Richie Cole Alto Madness Orchestra page. It was all set up there.
Keep an ear out for those recordings. And there is a vocalist who's a relative of Eddie's who sings. And it will be great to hear those when they come out. And what an orchestra. It's a big group. That's Mark Perna. Anything else you want to mention about what you're up to?
Well, I'm playing with a bunch of different groups. One tonight out in Johnstown. So if anyone in Johnstown is listening, I'm playing at the Press Bistro with the great group Jazz Trip tonight. That's from 7 to 10. And that's, I guess, the...
And I've been to... that venue. There's a lot of nice spots in Johnstown.
Johnstown is a really hip little town. They really push the music, and people come out and listen. It's a really nice little place.
We go up there at least once a year now. We do a summer program with teens in Johnstown, and we have a really good time. Are you playing anywhere, Peter?
Yes, I am. I have I have a few different things. First of all, on May 26th, which I think is a Thursday, I'm playing one of the they have a new series of Thursday night music at Wallace's Tap Room, which is in East Liberty in the Hotel Indigo, and I'm playing there from 5 to 8. And then I'm also doing during the summer, I teach an adult education course at Osher Osher at Pitt, which it's kind of a combination lecture demonstration where I play music by the artists and I talk about their lives, and then I play examples of what they're doing on guitar. And this year I'm doing The Beatles in Their Prime, Rubber Soul, Revolver, and Sgt. Pepper. And so that's a five-class course coming up this summer. And I also give those short versions of those courses, like I do some on James Taylor and Bob Dylan and Paul Simon. I do them at local libraries, and so some of those are coming up. It's the stuff's on my website, and I also play at the Tavern in the Wall in Aspinwall, which is like my home away from home. I'm there every couple months, and I'll have something coming up there soon too. So
yeah, if you go to peterkingmusic.com, you can find that whole itinerary and see what's going on. What would you like to play next?
Well, I think I would like to play, without further ado, I've written two songs for my late best friend, Ollie, the wonderful Black Lab and Black Lab Golden Retriever mix. One was on the last CD.
Yeah, when did he pass away?
He passed away in September.
My sympathies. I was going to say the last we talked, he was still alive.
Yeah, and we now have a beautiful yellow lab pointer named Daisy, but I certainly haven't forgotten Ollie. So this is another song for Ollie. It's called Ollie in Winter. Well, melt my heart, melt my heart forever. Toss him a stick, up goes his tail. He's off like a racehorse, away down the trail, ailing old black lab, a puppy again when he plays. He skis to a stop, snatches his prize. Eagerness, openness, hope in his eyes. Blazing red sunset on one of the year's coldest days. You're an old soul, you're a spirit of delight. Melt my heart, melt my heart forever. He dives into things while I'm thinking them out. He jumps at his chances while I'm frozen with doubt. Sure, I know more than him, but not much that makes my tail wag. Well, Ollie in winter, bounding through white, you're an old soul, you're a spirit of delight. Melt my heart, melt my heart forever. Well, tough old guy, gray, where they zapped him. The cancer might kill him, but it can't stop him living day to day. You're a spirit of delight. Melt my heart. Well, melt my heart forever, forever.
Peter King, backed by Mark Pernah. That's a good song. That's that's a really fun song, and the did you work out the arrangement together or
no he does it all himself. Yeah. I'm truly sideman on this.
I mean, the that song is happy and sad at exactly the same time as you listen.
Larry, thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, and I loved all the lyrics. You know, I haven't heard it before. Have you recorded that?
No, this is one of the ones. We haven't recorded this one yet, but this is going to be on the new CD.
The first thing that grabbed me was skis to a stop, because you can just picture this big dog stopping, but not really stopping. It's kind of sliding. What a great song, and a great tribute to a pet. Peter King and Mark Pernah here, and we should have time for at least two more.
Okay.
If not three, it all depends a little bit on length. You can learn more at peterkingmusic.com. Mark, We'd link to your Facebook page, but is there a website? That...
I don't have a website right now. I'm going to set something up very shortly. I actually have some other news. While recording working on the Richie Cole project, I was down at Hyde Studios where I do all my work, and I found archives of stuff that I had recorded from about 2002 through about 2010 that I never released. So I'm in the process of getting that ready to be put out as well, and there'll be a big website.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I found about 10 albums worth of material. Two of them were actually mixed. I mean, everything but sent out to be pressed.
That's incredible.
So, yeah, I completely forgot about them.
It's amazing the things you forget about. One forgets about.
And they're good albums, too. We just didn't have a chance to, any way to promote them at the time, so we just kind of put them aside.
I was looking, somebody working here at SLB, John, we were trying to develop a tip sheet for youth hosting radio broadcasts. And I said, you know, I wrote something a long time ago that I think could be adapted. Let me see if I can find it. And I'm searching, and sure enough, I brought it up, but I start reading it. I said, this is good. Like, who wrote this? You know, and you discover these things you did a long time ago, and you distance yourselves from them, and suddenly they seem, often for me, it takes that distance to actually feel good about something.
When you start working on other projects, and they just sort of slip into the background, and then waiting there to be happily, surprisingly found again.
Somebody could have put that in front of me and not said that I wrote it, and I would have said I would have believed them. You know, somebody else wrote this, you know, not me. But, Mark Pernick, that's good to know. More stuff will be coming out. Peter is hoping to get an album out towards the end of the year, with any luck, I hope.
Oh, it's coming. I mean, you know, if not, then, you know.
These projects always take longer than you expect as well. But we are well on our way. We've got four tunes that are three completely done, fourth one that's sort of half done, and then we've got more to record, which we'll be going into do very shortly.
And there are some existing recordings, too. You can find out about it, peterkingmusic.com.
Funny you should mention that, Larry. We're about to do a couple of tunes from the two CDs that I've already done with Mark playing bass and helping to produce and executive produce. So this, let's do the title track of the first CD is called The Road to Ubatuba. So we're going to do that one now. This is about time I've spent. I was recently in Brazil again. Brazil is going through some tough times now, actually. But anyway, I was down there in Brazil again at the wedding of one of my wife and I have two very close Brazilian friends. And we went to one wedding years ago. And then we just went to another wedding of the other one. So love Brazil, and I love the music, and I love the language. And this is about being in a little beach town in Brazil called Ubatuba. Ubatuba. One, two, three, four. Well, on the road to Ubatuba, where it rises and it bends, until you cross the highest mountain, and the ocean never ends. And islands shimmer in the sunlight, and quiet bays, white sails unfurl. On the road to Ubatuba, with my two Brazilian buddies and a crazy German girl. And on the road to Ubatuba, singing Yankee rock and roll. There's a fire in the jungle, there's a fire in my soul. And a few hours up the coast is Rio. Maybe in a couple of days we'll go. On the road to Ubatuba, far from all my friends and family, with these folks I hardly know. And on the road to Ubatuba, where the purple flowers spill, the past is just a wisp of fog. The
crazy German girl on the road to the tomb.
Peter Kang and Mark Perna. I never really gave thought to the arrangements of these songs, Peter. I guess knowing you as a writer, I always paid more attention to the words of your songs than the music. It's my own, you know, how I came into it, I guess. And I'm really noticing these arrangements and kind of the moods that ebb and flow within what you're doing, and you've got to work really hard on trying to figure out those sounds. At least I would think it would be hard work.
The other thing is that some of these songs we've been doing for a long time, and we are at a point where, I mean, musicians get to the point where, you know, they're kind of simpatico and in sync, and yeah. And we kind of sense when to rise and when to fall and when to, you know, when to maybe change things up a little bit, or sort of like the Grateful Dead. and now we're going to do, in fact, our 35-minute version of China Cat Sunflower, just to show you how in sync we really are.
There you go. Put that on, and it's Pavlovian. If you were to play something like that, I'd get up and go to the restroom, because that's what this song in a radio studio. You play something like that, you just get up.
You really have to go to the bathroom.
It's been great to have you. We do have time for one more.
Okay.
But look for Mark Perna through his Facebook site and emerging website. Just Google Perna Mark. You'll find him that way. And the next gig is at Wallace's Tap Room. I think
that's
right?
My gig.
Your
yeah,
gig,
yeah,
right? For Peter, March 28th, Thursday, is part
it's
of the
actually,
series. There.
It's
or May 28th.
It's
or,
May 26th, I believe, is a Thursday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course, you would know when your gigs
well,
were.
Well, not necessarily,
but actually,
usually I show up on the right night.
I have it right here, May 26th.
Okay.
So that's not too far.
It helps
away.
In getting follow-up gigs by showing up on the right.
Showing up is. Sometimes 100% of it.
Right. It's just not overrated at all.
And peterkingmusic.com to keep track. What would you like to finish up with?
We're going to do another song. This is from the second recording CD. It's called the CD is called Dancing on a Long Leash, and this song is called Let's Go for a Ride. And this is the song that has, I remember we talked about this last time, it has that quote that I love that's... wash away the dust of our everyday lives. And I've heard it attributed to all kinds of people, from Plato to Art Blakey to somebody else. But it's I'm sure we could Google it, you know, but we'll do that later. So right now I'm gonna play it. And it's a song about music. And you're talking about songwriting, just a brief thing. This is a song where basically, in a way, I'm asking a lot of the listener, because it's not until the very last line that I really make clear sort of what is going on. So so you got to kind of hang in there and get hints and clues, and then the last line I sort of let you know. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Take you someplace. I want to show you some sights, put a great big smile on your face. Lightning on our left, starlight on our right. Not even GPS can track where we're headed tonight. There's a deep, dark forest. They say it's home to the elves. Well, they glide through the trees and they whisper among themselves. There's a glittering field. It's full of diamonds in the weeds. I may not look like much, but I found me these magic seeds. And I know a secret river. It's only nights like this that it appears. We're gonna wade into that clean, sparkling water and wash off from our tiptoes to our ears. Wash away the greed, the dust of our everyday lives. Wash away the greed and the sorrow. Wish we could stay here forever, but we're due back in the cold gray world tomorrow. So let's go for a ride. Yeah, tonight I'm gonna drive. Just let me slide behind the wheel. I suddenly feel a little more alive. One more thing I ought to mention. Now that we're rolling along, yeah, this engine runs on the power of song.
Peter King and Mark Perna, thank you both for being here with us today.